The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
When you sit down to breakfast, don't you often think of the starving people of the world? I wish we could share our abundance with them. Wholesome foods like good luck margarine. Years ago, we never dreamed of eating margarine, but nowadays you can get margarine like good luck, which tastes delicious. I really enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new good luck, the light margarine that leaves no oily aftertaste.
Say, Ferdy.
Yes, I know. I'm just leaving.
I'll do the breakfast dishes. You go ahead and make out the grocery list.
Well, I'm going to order them sent out, Aunt Effie. There's too much to do around here.
Boy.
I want to order some flour.
Now, look, don't forget, Mr. Crenshaw's coming to dinner tonight.
Forget? I've got everything planned.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, on your way home tonight, pick up a bottle of very dry sherry.
Sherry?
Well, Mr. Crenshaw has one small glass of sherry before dinner. I remember he mentioned it one time that some doctor told him it would be good for him.
Oh, boy, how do you remember those things? Okay, what are we having for dinner?
Pot roast.
Pot roast? For company?
Mr. Crenshaw loves pot roast. With the carrots, the celery, and the onions cooked right with it, the way his mother always made it, apparently.
I don't know any other way to do it.
Oh, some people cook the vegetables separately, Aunt Effie.
Oh, but my goodness, you don't get that good food.
No, I don't think so either, but that's the way some people do it. And Mr. Crenshaw hates it that way, too. I guess it's the way Mrs. Crenshaw cooks it. He said one time his favorite dinner was just a good old pot roast, and he's also very fond of pineapple upside down cake. I'll make that this afternoon. Mr. Crenshaw also likes plain lettuce with sliced tomatoes for his salad.
Boy, I tell you, you're wonderful. You know, I never notice or remember things like that. You know, the people say...
Well, it's a wife's business, dear.
Yeah.
Makes me more of an asset to you and your business if I tease your boss. Now get going,
darling. Yeah, okay. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. See you tonight.
Hi, Dan. I wonder how wonderful he's going to think you are when he hears what you have to say to Mr. Crenshaw tonight.
You know, not too many years ago, if you got the notion that you'd like to carry your radio around with you, you'd probably have to pile it aboard a wheelbarrow and push it ahead of you. Radios weren't very portable then. But over the years, they have increased enormously in sensitivity and tonal fidelity and decreased dramatically in size. Today, no one's surprised to hear music and speech issuing from a pocket, sounds brought there by a tiny transistor radio. Yesterday, just about anywhere you go, you can go with radio. And if you're tuned to this CBS radio station, you can be sure of hearing the very finest in entertainment, the very latest in news. Over most of these stations, you can listen to top dramatic serials, comedy, variety, sports, music, plus up-to-the-minute news and commentary by noted CBS newsmen in this country and overseas. Take a pocket full of entertainment and information along wherever you go. Go with radio. CBS Radio.
And Effie, how does the table look? I lit the candles.
Oh, it looks just beautiful. I think yellow roses make the loveliest centerpiece.
Well, I hope I remember correctly that yellow roses are Mr. Crenshaw's favorite.
Well, with all the money you spent, even buying two bouquets of them for the living room, I hope they are, too.
It will, I trust, prove to be a good investment, Aunt Effie. This dress look all right?
Well, yes. It just looks lovely. Why not?
Well, I've had it 3 years. But it's blue, and Mr. Crenshaw's favorite color in dresses. His mother always wore blue.
Well, all I can say is, all the trouble you've gone through today, I hope your evening is a success.
Well, it's worth trying, anyhow. Betsy, wash your hands now, dear. Aunt Effie has your dinner ready in the kitchen. I just got to go on that trip to Europe, Aunt Effie. You know as well as I do, I'll never earn enough money by June.
Mm.
Why, Why shouldn't a wife be included in a husband's business expense?
Well, apparently she never is. Probably a company policy.
Well, shouldn't the company think of what would happen to a man if he got sick in Europe? No wife to look after him?
Well, I don't think Mr. Cranshaw will pay much attention to that argument. You have to bring up some bigger guns than that to persuade Mr. Cranshaw to pay your way in Europe, too.
Well, I have other things to say, Aunt Andy. Hello, dear. Well, where's Mr. Cranshaw?
Oh, he'll be right along. He stopped at his house to change his shirt.
Oh.
Whoa, look at the place. Golly, flowers, candlelight, fire in the fireplace. Yeah. Boy, all the good dishes, yeah. Good silver.
He's going to change his shirt and freshen up here.
Hey, the place looks wonderful. Well, you didn't have to go to all this trouble.
Oh, well, darling, I like to have things nice for your boss.
Get a new dress, too?
Oh, new dress. I've had this 3 years.
Yeah?
Now, hurry up. Oh, I wanted to put a record on the phonograph. Where's our Victor Herbert album? Bessie, I've asked you for the last time to wash your hands. Now, hurry up. All right.
Now, do what your mommy says. Go on, now.
I hope you don't get sick in Europe, Daddy.
Well, I hope I don't, too.
Won't Mommy be there to look after you if Mr. Cranshaw doesn't pay your way, too?
Well, darling, Mr. Cranshaw's not going to pay Mommy's way. I mean, if Mommy goes, she'll have to earn the money because Daddy doesn't have it. I mean, we built this new house and...
Mommy's going to ask Mr. Cranshaw to pay her way.
Oh, no, no, she's not, darling.
Yes, she is. I heard her say so to Aunt Effie.
Where's your mother?
I think she went upstairs.
What?
Did I say something wrong?
Darling, where is that Victor Herbert album? Has things like, you know...
Look here.
Kiss me again.
I am not going to kiss you at all. What is all this about your asking Cranshaw to pay your way? But Betsy says...
Now, Mr. Cranshaw, now go change your shirt.
A minute.
Let go. Will you? I've got to answer the door.
What are you up to? All these flowers, having his favorite food, playing on his sympathies. Now, look, I told you, wives were not included in traveling expenses, and if you embarrass me in any way tonight with Cranshaw...
I will not embarrass you in any way. Now, let go of my arm, will you? And I will let our guest in.
It's been a wonderful evening. I guess I better be going.
Oh.
I just can't seem to tear myself away.
Yeah. No reason why you should, Mr. Cranshaw. It's only 9:30. Let me get you another cup of coffee. I can tell you'd like one.
Well, I guess I would. wonderful woman, Piper.
Oh, yes. Yes, she certainly is.
Yes, wonderful woman. Gracious, charming. Knows how to do things. A wife like that, big help to a man.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful thing to have that quality. Why, the minute I walked in here tonight, felt right at home.
Yes.
Don't know why it is, but everything. The whole evening, just like home.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Mr. Cranshaw.
Anything on your mind tonight, Piper? You've seemed sort of edgy all evening.
Oh, no.
Look here. I know how men are when the boss comes to dinner. Well, you worry if the little woman's going to measure up, eh?
Oh, well, I've
watched you give her those little nervous glances all evening. Now, relax. Well, you heard what I just said. She's a wonderful woman. And I guess you heard me say that, too.
Well, I'm afraid I couldn't help it. And I do thank you, Mr. Cranshaw. Here's your coffee. And it's 2 lumps and a dash of cream, I think it's
good. Thank you. Well, I'll finish this and go before I wear out my welcome.
Oh, well, we wish you'd come oftener.
Yes.
Mr. Cranshaw, there is something that I did want to ask you.
Well, dear, relax, Piper. Well, you know what I told you. Go on, my dear. What can I do for you?
Oh, do nothing, really. I just wanted to ask your advice. As you know, I'm planning to go with him on this business trip to Europe this summer. That is, I hope to go.
Well,
And I thought maybe you might have some, well, pointers, shall we say, on what I can do to help. I do feel a wife should be an asset to her husband in business.
Exactly. Just said that myself a minute ago.
Yes, well, even abroad, when we will no doubt be entertained, I think it's very important that we know the manners and the customs in the homes of each particular country, that we know the right thing to do. Perhaps a few words in their language, which I think always pleases people, but more important that we don't do or say the wrong thing, that we don't offend anyone even... You know, unintentionally, it could happen so easily.
Well, yes,
some small thing can often be the difference between success and failure in a business deal.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. And very important to know the correct thing to do in a foreign country.
Yes, I think, for example, in the Scandinavian countries now, it's proper for the guest of honor to rise to his feet after dinner and give what is called the talk for mutton speak. Now, he thanks his hostess for the delicious food. Whereas in Belgium now...
Piper? You better start getting posted on all these things.
Well, I feel he'll have too much to think about, Mr. Cranshaw, that it will be my duty, shall we say, to keep him posted. Of course, I just hope things work out so that I can go with him. And what I wanted to ask you...
Dear, I think I heard the baby.
Oh?
Yes.
No, there's nothing so, dear. Anyhow, don't worry. Effie is upstairs.
I know, but, honey, I...
All I wanted to ask you, Mr. Cranshaw, is if you know of any other ways I could be of some real help in a business way to my husband in Europe. I feel I could be terribly important to him. And you have been there to Europe. I thought we should talk this over. I certainly would appreciate your advice. That is, if I am able to go, which may not be possible, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, all right. Well, we should talk this over, my dear. And, well, I believe I do have some ideas.
O'clock in the morning, really. In fact, only 1:30.
Well, what did you expect, huh? Do you honestly expect Mr. Cranshaw to jump up and cry enthusiastically?
No.
Oh, my dear, you are so right. The company needs you. We'll pay your expenses.
Well, I didn't expect him to go on for hours about how important a wife can be to her husband in business, what his wife has done for him, and dozens of examples of men whose wives haven't been an asset. And then spend another hour just telling us about his trip to Europe. My heavens.
Well, sweetheart, it was a nice try, but I'm afraid it didn't work. Because I was on needles and pins that you were going to ask him outright if he...
Well, I trust I am not that undiplomatic, dear. I'm afraid I was so subtle he didn't even get the point. You know the only thing that came out of the whole evening?
Why?
All the trouble I went through to get him into an expensive mood. The pot roast, the yellow roses, the blue dress, the music. You know what he said? You remind me of my mother. Oh, I'm not funny at all. Don't you even want me to go to Europe with you? No,
darling,
you want
of
me
course,
to go?
But we haven't got the money. Look, I feel terrible about it.
Oh, don't worry. Somehow I'm going. If I have to rob a bank. By the way, do you notice how many women are robbing banks lately? Oh, don't look like I'm not going to, dear.
You remind me of my mother.
Oh, come on. Let's get to bed. What an evening.
Really,
I'm all in love.
Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and some Campbell's right now.
Make Campbell's Vegetable Beet Soup a family treat at your house. It's full of hearty, downright good flavor with fine, lean beef, fancy young green beans, and plenty of other nourishing good vegetables. Try Campbell's Vegetable Beet Soup today. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunk, with Margaret Hamilton, Raymond Bramley, and Barbara Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart.